The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands just like
my mother will start to worry.
That's me and Venus.
My father will be pacing.
From Fox and Friends, Friday.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish
your
I knew
eyes
how
are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks so
I
well.
Ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in
please
closer.
Don't want to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold.
You know, it's so funny. I was doing Dean Martin, and it was because what I did was when we went on, I said, well, I could do the Frank Sinatra version. I said, let me do Dean Martin, because when I was a kid and I was in 10th grade, I remember I got the Dean Martin Christmas album. Listen to me. And then we're listening to Jimi Hendrix and the Dave Clark Five and the Beatles and the Stones. I mean, right. And the Blues Project. Right. And Paul Butterfield Blues Band and All About Eric Burden. I would have Dean Martin Christmas album on every Christmas on the little we had the what's it called, the hi-fi, what was it called, the, you know, it was like a,
yeah, hi-fi.
It was a piece of furniture with a record player on it.
Victrola.
No. That was it. I remember.
Yeah, it had like a bar, it had a TV, and it had a full stereo in it.
And it was a whole thing. And so I would put the Dean Martin Christmas on. I remember I told you this before when I actually went to, when I was in Jacksonville doing radio, and then was down. I spent Christmas in Jacksonville because they said, Joe, we need you on the radio. And I said, hey, man, I was so into, you know, making a mark down there in college and now into the, you know, into the business world of working radio down there. And my sister wrote me, we're going to miss you this Christmas. Who's going to play the Dean Martin Christmas album? Carol wrote me that. So now I'm with Dean Martin's daughter on national television, and Fox and Friends is so fun and nice, and everybody's so friendly. I did Dean, and Dean goes, that's a little creepy, Joe, because I did, how can you do this thing to me, the way Dino only did it. But still, that was 60 years ago he did that song. 60 years ago, it's still one of the top 10 played Christmas songs to this day. And Dean Martin, I have to tell you, was always, always, and always so nice to me. So nice. And, of course, then I think about what I did and what I should have done at the time. And I told you this before when I went to Beverly Hills. Eddie and I were hanging at the time. And we went into a place called La Familia, Dean Martin's favorite restaurant. And Dick Cavett was with us. That was the weirdest trio, me, Eddie, and Dick
Cavett. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It was wild because Dick's a crazy guy. He's a great, crazy nut guy. So we walk in, I told this before, I look over as we walk in, and it was a whole bunch of folks. There's Dean Martin sitting at the table. I told you this before, Frankie. He had a couple of glasses, and hey, hi. Oh, hi, Mr. Martin. Why didn't I say, Dean, like I would do now, come sit with us? Frank, what was I thinking?
Well, maybe you didn't want to bother him.
I didn't want to bother him.
Yeah.
And it was Dean Martin, and I was in awe. Of course, my jaw dropped. There was the great Dean Martin sitting right there by himself. Dean, come. Dean. Dean. Come sit with us, Dean.
That might have been why he didn't want to sit with you.
Please, I don't want to hear that anymore, Jerry. Oh, Jerry. Hey, Jerry. Go, Jerry. Hey, Dean, come eat with us, please. Hey, Episcopal, but the fondest memories, and when people say, Joe, you were channeling Dino, or at the Rainbow Room, channeling Francis Albert, these guys treated me, they were so nice. Sammy as well, you know? You're a nice man. Thank you, Sammy Davis. I mean, these guys were my heroes, so it was, and to Dina Morton, thanks for asking me and including me in that wonderful, wonderful, fun time on Fox and Friends on Friday. Michael Caputo's going to join us. Commissioner Bill Bratton, man, he's on. You know, I was just talking about Bill Bratton. This guy is...
I'm sure you saw him at the Tony LoBianco party yesterday.
You know, he wasn't there. Commissioner Schaefer was there, though.
Oh.
He was there with us.
Naturally.
I had a great chat with the former commissioner. Said, what a great guy.
Yeah, how's he doing? He had some health problems.
He looks great. He's tall. He's great. He's fun. We had some laughs. And I said to former commissioner Schaefer, I said, Bill Bratton's got a lot of things to say about what's happening with this criminal, quote-unquote, criminal justice reforms in the city. He goes, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because this, I'm very upset, Frankie. Just now, I got so much to tell you about over the weekend, but this poor kid that was stabbed in New York, this is what happened in, this is Son of Sam time, man. This is what's happening in New York City. I could see it starting to happen. And I can't, in the name of God, figure out why the politicians don't embrace and go, you know what? You have to have consequences. You can't allow people to disrespect law enforcement like they do. And you think it's simple that Colin Kaepernick wears socks depicting police officers as pigs. Oh, he has a right to do that. All it does is send the wrong message to what do I always tell you? The fringe. You inflame the fringe. And that's what happens. That's what happened in Jersey City. You get these creepy, misguided cockroaches. And now they're going to go after police officers and we're going to go after the Jewish community. And because there's anti-Semitism all over the United States House of Representatives, no one answers it on the Democratic side. They don't answer it. When there's an anti-Semitic attack on Israel or on the Jewish community in America, no one answers it except the President of the United States. Excuse me. And the same thing with police officers. And you go to Starbucks now. You saw that story breaking last night. They go P-I-G. They put the word pig when there's a cop that comes for. Now, you tell me in Starbucks, you tell me if someone walks in with a gun, and this is, trust me, God forgive me, but this is going to happen. They're going to rob Starbucks now, and they're going to say, they'll do some kind of, some cockroach will come in, rob. Who's going to show up? Who are you going to turn to? What number are you going to call? If all of a sudden there's a random maniac killer that wants to come in and rob Starbucks, who's gonna come in? What are you gonna do? Leave it? Are you gonna write? Trust me, you're gonna be calling people who you call pigs. You're gonna be calling them, and your life will be in their hands, and they will protect you despite what you call them. The rhetoric, the lack of consequences, this whole movement by the progressive socialists is starting to destroy and eat away at this country. And I'm telling you, I wonder why, and I know you understand, I understand I try to be objective here, and I understand the criticisms and everything, you know, what's going on in Washington, but that I always have to say, thank God we got President Trump standing, for law enforcement, standing for the United States military like that, and standing up for Israel, in the name of God, standing up for Israel. You inflame the fringe when you let this happen. And that's what Bill Bratton will be getting into. We just, you think, oh, and now what's happening in California, in San Francisco now? Oh, you could be homeless. They're calling it camping. They're allowing that. That new DA whose parents were the Weather Underground, and they killed, didn't they kill a cop up there in Nyack?
Right. Yes.
In 1981, for crying out loud? Now, this is the son of those killers, he's letting people do whatever the heck they want in San Francisco.
That's true. He's not really prosecuting any crimes to speak of. But and I agree with everything you said with respect to the New York criminal justice reforms, but it really is also, in addition to how the conversation about criminal justice issues has changed significantly in the last few years, it really is such an indictment of how policy gets made in Albany. Because what you guys did in Jersey, when you guys implemented bail reform, you had the people vote on it. Each side got to make their case. And there was time for the state to institute a responsible bail reform plan. And ultimately, it was the voters that decided. But that is not what happened in New York, Joe. With the criminal justice reforms that are going into place in a few weeks, the legislators never took an up or down vote on this. This was shoved into the state budget into the middle of the night. Now, so they all the legislators were in a position that if they wanted to pass the state budget and be done with their business for the year, they had to pass these criminal justice reforms. I don't think if there was a separate up or down vote on all these criminal justice reform issues that you would have seen it pass. I mean, that's the problem with Albany. You've got to repair the political process first before you can actually get the kind of results that people want, because this is not at all where New Yorkers are. New York is center-left, right. Certainly, but it's not in favor of giving witnesses personal contact information to criminal defendants. You know, we had just a week or two ago, four people arrested for dogfighting. Three of them, they weren't able to ask for bail because of this new law. And because there's not a system in place yet to, to get pay for ankle bracelets, they are just one of these guys had a history of not even showing up for court appearances. They're released on their own recognizance. Oh, please come back to court. What incentive do these three violent dogfighters have to ever come back to court? And unfortunately, there was a big article in Newsday over the weekend. Nassau and Suffolk County are going to spend $10 million to pay for these new bail reform procedures. So this is going to be a tremendous drain on all the localities in New York State at a time when they're not exactly flush with cash. So it's really ill-considered. And I think this goes to show more than anything, even if you agree with the bail reform measures, the state budget should be about the state budget. It shouldn't be an omnibus policy-making document where we shove everything in there and hope no one notices when it's passed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Frank, how do the people keep voting like they're voting? Why does it keep happening?
I think in some ways it's the same answer to what I just described. It's the political process is broken. Until we fix the political process itself, you're still going to get subpar elected officials and subpar results. Now, what if somebody wanted to run for office, even for Congress or state legislature? The first thing you need to do is you need to try and raise an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
So if you happen not to be a millionaire yourself, you have to go beg special interests for that cash. Those special interests want something in exchange. So that's the first problem. The second problem is, with the exception of New York City, the rest of New York State and the New Jersey state legislature, there's no term limits. So you have this institutional memory that just it goes nowhere. And that's why Michael Douglas was in this terrific video for this organization called Represent.us, where he talked about how polarized our politics have become. And this group actually proposed some serious solutions to fixing some of these problems. Until you fix politics itself, you're going to get very poor elected officials and very poor results.
And this is what's happening. Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Frankie Morano. Frankie Five Boroughs right there, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Susie, so you didn't get hit. You got hit, but you didn't get injured or anything like that,
correct.
Right? Everything,
correct.
Airbags went off?
No.
Okay.
Nope,
all right.
Not at all. I don't even think I was doing 10 miles an hour because I knew it was a bad intersection, so I let one SUV make the left, and then I was clear on either side and started to go, and I knew there was a car behind the first one I let go.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him hit me. I just felt it.
Oh, Lord. $9,000 damage on just
$9,916.
Oh,
I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
And I said, about how long do you think you'd have the car? He goes, 2 weeks. I'm like, 2 weeks?
Yeah. I don't know.
So,
hey,
I'm going for more estimates.
Yeah, I think you should. Definitely should.
Yes.
So is it, some rumor has it, a little birdie told me, it's your birthday today?
It is.
Oh, come on now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy Susie baby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, girl.
Thank you. And Joe Piscopo sang me happy birthday. Oh, my God.
And you're working, kid. You're working. We love you for that. Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday. Well, did Frank will send you a cake momentarily. We'll get the cake right over to you. Hey, Susie Sirota's out there. Happy birthday, girl. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. And some better news. A stall cleared off the FDR northbound at Houston Street and a crash on the Deegan northbound at Willis Avenue gone. Accident on the Bronx River southbound just over the line at 233. You're backed up from Yonkers. The stall tractor trailer on the RFK Triborough Bridge Queensbound is gone. Still a crash in Queens on the Jackie Robinson northbound at Metropolitan Avenue. Take your pick. George, Lincoln, Holland, about 30 minutes into the city where alternate sides in effect. Car fire on the parkway northbound 138, gone. Crash on the parkway southbound at the Essex Tolls in the left lane. Accident in Sayreville, 9 northbound by the parkway. Accident in Newark, 21 southbound at Mill Street. Throughway southbound delays just north of exit 13 into Westchester. And a crash on the southern state westbound at Bayshore Road that's causing delays in both directions. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Joe on the radio, Mike Lindell. You know, he's such a good guy. He just texted me. So funny. When I was in Minnesota, I'm going to tell you about the MyPillow, by the way. Buy one, get one free offer. That is perfect with free shipping from MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970, 800-651-0798. You get a 10-year warranty. You get that MyPillow just announced that they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee that I tell you about. Orders placed between now and Christmas Day will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. I'm just saying, buy one, get one free on Giza Sheets. And Mike, when I was in Minnesota, man, I got into Mike's truck. We were going to do the Patriot. The Salem radio station there to feed the show here, and Mike picked me up in his truck, 17 below zero. It was 17. This was 2 years ago. Minus seven. I said, Mike, it says minus 17 in Minneapolis, man. I mean, he goes, yeah. So he texts me yesterday. He goes, Joe, 20 below. We broke the record. It was minus 20 in Minneapolis. I love the guy that he stays there, Mike Lindell. Not only stay there, he keeps his company there. Mike Pillow is there. And then he knows how you built this company, so he gives you these great offers. What a great guy. So really, buy one, get one free. You get that offer on the Giza Sheets, plus free shipping. And you have nothing to lose. The 60-day money-back guarantee goes to March 1st. Right? But you have to order between now and Christmas Day. It's Christmas time. Get one for yourself. Get one for somebody else. The Giza Sheets from Mike Lindell. Promo code is AM970. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing is considering cutting back or suspending production of its 737 MAX because of uncertainty over when it will return to service. The plane's been grounded since March following a second fatal crash. The Wall Street Journal says no immediate layoffs are expected because the plant shuts down for 2 weeks for the holiday season. Cineworld, which owns Regal Cinemas, is buying Cineplex. It's paying more than $2 billion. The purchase adds 165 cinemas. DirecTV customers are paying more following its parent company AT&T's merger with Time Warner. The New York Post says after the deal closed, DirecTV began a series of price increases. The Dow added 3 on Friday. The NASDAQ was up 17. The S&P up a fraction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. There's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save tens of thousands. For tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The number one inspirational movie in America is coming to DVD and Blu-ray in time for Christmas. Overcomer.
What have you allowed to define you?
Share the gift of Overcomer this holiday season.
When you find your identity from the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire. Get it today on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD.
ridiculous contracts, excessive fees. Those are some of the perks from the big carriers for your wireless service, right? You need to check out Pure Talk USA. Check this out. Their plans start at $20 a month, depending on how much data you need. All plans include unlimited talk and text. Pure Talk believes in being straightforward with their customers. That's why they don't lock you into any contracts. There are no surprise fees. If you're thinking low cost means you're getting less, think again. Pure Talk's network covers 99% of the USA. Their customer service is located right here in America. Their chairman and CEO is a U.S. veteran. Pure Talk is confident you'll love their service, which is why they include a one-month risk-free guarantee. You'll get 50% off your first month when you call now. Dial #250 and say Mike Gallagher. That's all you have to do. #250, that's #250, and say Mike Gallagher. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text from Pure Talk USA. Start saving now.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Did you call Capalbos? Capalbos.com as well. Capalbosonline.com, that is. You can call 800-252-6262. If you're figuring out what you want to get for Christmas, this is it, or for the holidays, you got to send the fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets, and towers from Capalbos. Everything at Capalbos looks good, tastes better. Most of the baskets, by the way, come with free shipping. Everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. The Capalbo organization is a family-owned business. You know, they've been in a landmark in the tri-state area for over 110 years. I told you, as a kid, I remember. Everybody, I remember Capalbos from the neighborhood. Oh, you got a Capalbos gift basket? I swear to goodness, that's what I remember. We're going to send a Capalbos gift basket. They're right there on 350 Allwood Road in Clifton, in Jersey. I've sent many baskets. I went there to it's not a factory. It's more like, it's like being at someone's home and they're putting handmade baskets together the way they do this at Capalbos. You're going to love it. So I invite you to go to CapalbosOnline.com, CapalbosOnline.com. You can call 800-252-6262, but please use, as I do, the promo code Joe970. Get, boom, 10% off your order. Capalbos. You're going to love Capalbos. CapalbosOnline.com or 800-252-6262. Use at checkout, please, the code Joe970. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe on the radio at 728 on AM 970. The Answer. Michael Caputo is a former Donald Trump campaign advisor, the host of the Still Standing podcast, longtime Roger Stone protege. Michael, welcome back to the show. Happy holidays, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Joe.
How you doing? How are you? Everything okay in your life? I mean, before we discuss what's happening in Washington, all good in the Caputo household?
Yeah. We're busy, you know, getting ready for Christmas. Trying to get back into the swing of things after all this Russia hoax.
Yeah, man.
And, my kids are too young to really care too much about it, 5 and 7.
Yeah.
My 17-year-old has had a couple of difficult years. We're hoping we all have a really nice Christmas.
Did we, in school, you mean? The 17-year-old in school?
Well, yeah. When you're a teenager and your father's all over the media as a spy for Russia, it really affects you. And she's a lovely girl and doing great in school, but you know, kids can be mean, and yeah, teachers can be mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially teachers.
Exactly. I get that. You do. God forbid, if you even say anything marginally positive about President Trump, my goodness gracious, you know. I was with Carter Page at a party last night, Michael, and all
you were.
Yes. Yeah, man. And I said, and he's happy and positive and everything. But somebody just tweeted me, yeah, because, yeah, you know, lawsuits. I just can't believe we went through, we had to live through what you went through. I can't believe you went through it. And now, and what Carter went through. And now the stuff, they do it all over again with the Ukraine thing, Michael. Man, you must be really watching this going, how did we get here, man, right?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, even in the darkest moments of the Russia hoax, Carter Page was optimistic. Yeah. I didn't understand it, you know, until I met him. And I realized, you know, Carter Page graduated not just with honors, but with distinction from the United States Naval Academy. He's an international scholar with advanced degrees coming out of his ears. He was a lieutenant in the United States Navy. The guy served our CIA overseas. You know, the point is, Carter Page is probably a genius. I mean, I met him and sat down and had dinner with him.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He is so sanguine about this, so optimistic. And he was in the darkest day. Even when it wasn't a question of whether or not this was going to make him rich with a lawsuit, it was a question of whether or not he was going to live to fight another day.
Yeah.
And he was always smiling. I'll never forget that.
I'll pass that on to him when we chat with him just in a little while right here on the program, Michael. But to you too, man, you've been very, very honest. You've been very, you know, there's a great vulnerability about you, Michael Caputo, when you jump on the air. After all you went through, man, because you could get bitter, brother. This is the United States government, man. And did you see the Comey interview with Chris Wallace?
I feel just like the president does. The president tweeted out like, "Is this guy going to go to jail?" And the crazy thing about it is that reporters are playing right along with it. It's not just the Democrats' media; it's the Democrats' conjugal media. These people are married, and they're never going to get divorced. The Democrats and the Republicans, the Democrats and the media, and they're going down in flames. What's interesting to me, Joe, in August, I was in Ukraine shooting a documentary that's going to come out soon about all of this. And I had no idea this was going down. My wife is from Ukraine. I lived and worked there for a long time. I knew about Biden and all the Ukraine meddling in the U.S. Elections in 2016. But when I was there, this whole thing was going down all around me, and I didn't know. I mean, none of us knew until September, but I was there. I had meetings with top Ukrainian politicians for interviews for my film, and they would ghost me, Joe. It was spooky, and everything was going. Everybody was panicking. All of Ukraine was wondering, why is Donald Trump's friend Michael Caputo here right in the middle of all this? Man. And I'll tell you, the thing with the Ukraine hoax, just like the Russia hoax, is it's really part two of the Get Trump strategy, because part one failed. And this is just as dubious as the Russia hoax. And the Democrats are going to really take it in the backside when this whole thing is over.
You know, interesting you talk about the Ukraine, too. You see Rudy Giuliani on the One America News Network, and he's tweeting out all this. And he went back there, and they knew about this Joe Biden thing, and they knew that it was illicit and wrong and against the law. And talk about quid pro quo. So you knew that from day one as well, yes?
It's true. And also, if you dig really deep into this, like I have, because as soon as my publisher found out that I had done this documentary film, he asked for a companion book to go along with it. I'm finishing that up actually this week. This guy, the prosecutor general, Shulkin, who everybody said was so terribly, terribly corrupt that the whole world was calling for him to be ousted. He's the fall guy in all of this, Shulkin is. What Biden did to remove him, there was much more to it, many more phone calls. And in fact, he got removed as prosecutor in the midst of grabbing all the properties and money and such of the founder and CEO of Hunter Biden's company. He was going after the company when Joe Biden got him fired. It wasn't, as Joe says, he wasn't doing anything. He was doing too much. This investigation was getting way too close to Hunter Biden. And we're seeing that with some of the evidence that Rudy Giuliani's coming out with. And my investigation for this book, Shulkin is really quite something. And we need to watch this thing as it goes down, because Joe Biden's been trying to blame the prosecutor.
Yeah.
In reality,
yeah. Yeah.
The prosecutor was coming for his son.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I want to move on to some other things, Michael, but to stay on that, because the press won't touch that. The press won't touch it. They want, you could see what happened. You could see exactly what's coming out of the Ukraine, that they understand the corruption of Biden. That's exactly what that phone call was about. If I'm the president of the United States, I'm going to say, look, I'm worried about the corruption here with Vice President Biden. Doesn't even matter what's happening in the political arena. But my goodness gracious, and the press won't go near this. They're just not letting, they're not getting hold. Like you said, they're lockstep with the Democratic Party. How unsettling is that for you after all you went through, Michael?
It's true. And Carter and J.D. Gordon and all the rest of us who were just witnessing that got ruined by this thing. What's really interesting is to see how the press now is treating their own. John Solomon of The Hill is a pariah, even though he's an award-winning investigative reporter a long and illustrious career as a reporter. Also, Ken Vogel of the New York Times, who is way ahead on this Ukraine story, first broke it when he was at Politico.com.
Right.
The media doesn't know what to say about a New York Times reporter that believes in the Ukraine meddling. They don't know what to do. And I feel for Ken Vogel and John Solomon. They're a member of a tribe that wants to eat them. And we all should watch as this goes down.
Well said, Michael Caputo. On fire this morning. Hey, Roger Stone. That's another thing. You know, Roger's a political lightning rod. I understand that. But he's a friend. And then when Frankie Five Boroughs brought Roger to the show, we talked to Roger. We've texted back and forth. I mean, talk about collateral damage from this Mueller probe. First of all, what's happening with Roger? Do we know? Did you hear anything on the inside, Michael?
You know, I, the day he was arrested, I ran over to the court when he was getting arraigned, and I was told by his lawyer that he was forbidden from talking to me from that point forward. And even today, after his verdict is in and the trial is over, he is still not allowed to talk to me. So I have, you know, Roger and I have known each other for 30 years. I was his driver when I was a kid.
Wow,
you know, not a day passed when he didn't call me up or write some nasty, dirty joke to me on email. And I haven't spoken to him in almost a year now. I got to tell you, Joe, on Friday, I got sick of it. My attorney basically said, you got to just deal with it. This is the way the system works. I went ahead and wrote a personal request to Roger Stone's judge to try to get this dropped, because it seems to be dubious and, heavy-handed.
Yeah.
And a denial of Roger's and my First Amendment rights. We'll see what the judge says. I'd really like to see Roger for the holidays. Our families have spent holidays together for many years, and I just feel for him. I hope everybody listening will sign the petition to get him free, to urge the president to pardon him at freerogerstone.com.
FreeRogerStone.com, we could sign that petition. Hey, Michael, all the very best, man. Unbelievable. And now with all the IG report coming out, and you can see the discredited Steele dossier that we've been talking about that since day one. And you know, it's nice to see that you're proven right after all these years, but still the collateral damage continues. And when I saw Comey with Chris Wallace, that's the first thing I thought about, Michael. You know, that is what you went through, what Roger's going through, what General Flynn is going through, what Papadopoulos had to go through, all of that. And Comey's just going, oh, that's right. No, I didn't think of it at the time. Should Comey be in jail, do you think, Michael Caputo?
Oh, absolutely. The buck stops there. 17 errors and omissions and egregious mistakes, quote-unquote mistakes, all went the wrong way for Donald Trump. They were all against Donald Trump in the FISA process, and they raised their hands and say, we don't know if it was intentional or accidental.
Yeah.
We know what this is. We know what it is, and our nation needs to reform our intelligence community completely, like we did in the 1970s with the Church Committee. But this is not an individual case or an isolated incident. It's a systemic problem. We need a new church committee now. A new church committee now. Back in the 70s, when they found out the CIA was killing foreign leaders and the FBI was steaming our mail and reading the insides, they went through this whole church committee reform, and hundreds of agents lost their jobs. Hundreds of them.
Wow.
It's time to take a fire hose to that place.
Woo!
The Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, open up a fire hose. clean that place out, and let's bring back America again.
Michael Caputo, fired up this morning, brother. God bless you for all you went through, man. You know what? You deserve a great Christmas. So God bless you and your family, Michael. All the very best. It's just great having you on the show, my friend. And Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you and Frankie Deep Dish.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Michael Caputo. Deep Dish Pizza, right? Roger will not let you forget about that, Frankie. At 7:39 right now with Big Al Gattulo with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new law now in effect in New York, and it's one that's generated a lot of controversy. The so-called green light legislation allows undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. All they need is a combination of documents proving their name, date of birth, and New York State residency. The law passed earlier this year has been challenged in court by opponents who claim it puts county clerks at odds with federal immigration law. Supporters say the legislation will increase driving safety, allow undocumented immigrants to get to work and medical appointments, as well as create revenue for the state. Democrat and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy blasting a South Jersey representative who's likely switching to the Republican Party. Representing the state's second congressional district, Jeff Landrum is expected this week to switch from the Democratic Party to the GOP. He has not made an official announcement, but several of his staff members resigned yesterday as a result. Murphy accused Vandrew of choosing his career over the Constitution Sunday, calling the move cynical and desperate, before saying he feels the Democrats will regain the seat in the future. In sports, Giants quarterback Eli Manning potentially going out as a winner after defeating the Dolphins 36-20. And what might be Manning's final start as a Giant at home, he ended Big Blue's 9-game losing streak yesterday, passing for more than 280 yards and 2 touchdowns. Knicks lose to Denver 111-105. It was the Nets over the Sixers 109-89. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy skies, and it is 34 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Crash on the Bronx River south at a 233rd block. Lane delays from Yonkers. Accident on the Jackie Robinson northbound at Metropolitan Avenue being cleared. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, 30 minutes apiece. Crash on the Parkway southbound at the Essex Tolls blocks. The left lane accident in Sayreville, 9 north, bound by the Parkway. Accident in Newark, 21 southbound at Mill Street. That blocks the left lane. Delays on the thruway southbound from just north of Exit 13 to midspan on the Tappan Zee. Connecticut 95 southbound delays, 26 just south of Bridgeport down to 10 in Darien. An accident on the southern state westbound at Bayshore Road, delays in both directions. Your forecast today, cloudy with a high of 36. Now late this afternoon into early evening, a messy rain snow mix moves in, becoming all rain. The overnight low 34 in the city. Tuesday rain and 38. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Now it is red kettle time. Now give me a little ring, a ring. Yeah, you know, there you go. Hey, this is a story about a battle. Believe it or not, it's a real-life battle that happens every day all around us. I'm telling you about the Salvation Army. And, I'm a big supporter of helping those in need. I've been trying to do that for the last 25 years. So when the Salvation Army came on board here, we said we will try to help out. And if you go to team970.org, you can help families have a place to live. You can get presents under the tree, things in the stockings, and kids that just don't have any food in the United States of America. When I tell you 84 cents of every dollar that you donate to the Salvation Army, when you go to team970.org, 84 cents goes right into your community in the United States of America. It's our chance to help. These are folks that slip through the cracks. The Salvation Army is there. We are proudly partnering with the Salvation Army because they fight for good. And with the help of generous folks like yourself, we can help the Salvation Army put food on tables, presents under the tree, and joy in the hearts of our neighbors most in need. Team970.org, please. Team970.org. At team970.org. Whether you give a little, you give a lot, every single dollar does a world of good in your community. Help us out at team970.org. Hey!
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 3838. That's promo code 3838 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Mistle toner.
And ink nog.
Huh? I mean, come on, who doesn't think ink and toner during the holidays?
You don't. Okay. Well, Staples is aiming to fix that. Right now, you get 25% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
Now who's not thinking ink and toner this holiday?
Give your printer the gift of ink and receive 25% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
Ends 12/24/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/25andrewards for details.
Pony County Perino Insurance is proud to present the Risk Radio Network podcast. Listen in for priceless insights into the complex world of insurance and learn how to avoid the common roadblocks business owners encounter. You'll hear them only on the Risk Radio Network podcast.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Joe, on the radio, Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that sends great cannolis to the radio station. They were great. Did you put them out there, Frankie Fiveros?
Absolutely. They went over big.
That big one probably got scoffed. So that big, beautiful cannoli right there.
And I was crashing a party on Thursday, and I saw Phil Guarneri from Empire State Bank. And he looks great. He looks like he lost some weight. He's staying away from those cannolis. Yeah. And we put our wedding money in Empire State Bank savings account, and I'm amazed at the amount of interest we've already made on this.
Look at that. See,
amazing.
I'm telling you, Empire State Bank, I love that they are local. It's community-minded. They're good people. They're friends. We love Phil and Tom and Esmeralda and Jeannie, everybody at the Empire State Bank, you know, because when small businesses succeed, this is what Phil always says, our communities succeed. And here's a word, by the way, from Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri himself.
Thanks, Joe. As we approach the end of this year, I'm very thankful for all our directors, employees, our customers, and the community organizations we're able to serve. From all of us at Empire State Bank, have a wonderful holiday season and healthy new year.
He does look great. He looks great. He's, you know, in tip-top shape, Phil. A great guy. And you have many banking choices. We know that. But I got to tell you, none deliver the personal touch. See, that's what I like. That's where I get hooked in. When they personally deal with you like that, that's what you experience the way Frankie did at Empire State Bank. Locations in Staten Island, Brooklyn, the Lower Hudson Valley. It's Empire State Bank. You know what? Would you check out, please, ESBNA.com? ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I love you. I love you for listening. We love you for being there. Thank you very much. I have a nice card. Hillary Kramer, thank you. Hillary is, she's on the radio station, right? The Hillary Kramer Millionaire Maker Show. And she sent me, believe it or not, some booze. Maybe it's on the wrong side of the counter. Maybe it's supposed to be on Frankie's side over there.
You think? No, she knows I don't need any more.
Yeah, look at this. New Jersey Beach Badge Vodka. It's made in Jersey. You saw this? Look at this. How about Asbury Park Distilling Company? How about whiskey from Asbury Park, New Jersey? We should try. One of these days during the show, we should go, hey, Bally. Hey, here you go,
he's
Bally.
Done that, right? No, I haven't.
And then, so thank you very much. That is really sweet from Hillary Kramer. Appreciate it. And also, there's a guy that sends me, you know, I'm a big Lost in Space. And I went on America's Newsroom. I'll be on there, by the way, today at 11:38 or so. And I did a Jonathan Harris impression, which is that who is Jonathan Harris? You know, he's Doctor. What was the doctor in Lost in Space?
Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
And he was the guy who went, "Oh, the pain." Will Robinson. Oh, you silly robot. Remember that? So I did that. Danger. This guy sent, look at this, Frankie. I'll have to send this out.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. This is from Christopher Krieg. And he's a former United States Navy. And thank you for your service, Christopher. He did a whole sketch. That's a beautiful cartoon of Jonathan Harris and the robot. And he sent me Jonathan.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So, listen,
we also have this gene. I believe that's from a listener named Gene Precario.
Oh, thank you, Gene. We'll open that in a second as well. But I have to tell you, thank you, Christopher Krieg, again. Thank you for your service in the United States Navy and mass communication specialist in USN. I don't know if he still is in the Navy. We appreciate your service. That is such cool. My brother and I are going to love that. Richie and I, Jonathan Harris. And also, before we break, do Dr. Lou Scoma, he sent me family name history, Piscopo. It's framed. It's the family Piscopo crest from Italy, and it has the history of
The history? It's pretty interesting.
I know this. Oh. I know this, and I have a smaller version. This is a big, beautiful frame. I'll have to put this out, too. Dr. Ascoma, thank you so much. That is very, very Merry Christmas to you and to your family and to you as well, Dr. Ascoma. Thank you very much.
I noticed, though, that my plea for maple syrup gifts for you has fallen upon deaf ears. We had to send poor Charlie out at 6 o'clock this morning.
And not my daughter,
searching
Charlie.
Searching for
syrup. Not my daughter, Charlie. We didn't do that. Charles, our producer. Yeah, it was good. But thank you. This is great about the Piscopo name, where it started, actually, I believe, when Greece, Sicily, Rome, Avellino. And Avellino, the last 400 or 500 years. So that's why we always say we're from Avellino. So thank you, Dr. Scoma. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the gifts. And maple syrup is always welcome. Thank you very much.
111 Broadway. Susie,
what a crazy weekend. When did you have that accident? I'm worrying about you.
Thursday afternoon.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
It was a kid?
It was a teenage boy, yep. And hats off to Rutherford Police, who were there at Liberty Split.
Yeah.
Fantastic job. Yeah, helpful, yeah. Nice, yep.
All right. Well, listen, thank God you're okay.
That's right, yes.
And again, we know people, so you need anything, you let us know. All right.
All right.
We love you. Happy birthday, Susie Cerrone.
Thank you, Joe.
Birthday girl on the radio.
Really busy in Queens. That is definitely the hot spot this morning, guys. We've got an accident on the Van Wyck South and a College Point Boulevard. That is causing delays from the Whitestone Bridge. So Queensbound, you may just want to stick to Throgs Neck or the RFK Triborough. Three other accidents in Queens, one on the Cross Island northbound by the Throgs Neck, accidents on the Grand Central East, but at Jewel Avenue, one at 188th Street, alternate side in effect. Inbound George 20 for the upper 10 to 15 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30. The Holland is 30 from the Turnpike, 45 from 1 and 9. Crash on the Parkway South, but at the Essex Tolls is gone. Good to go in Newark, 21 South, but at Mill Street, that accident gone. Crash in Patterson, 80 West, when it exits 60. In Irvington, New York, that is, there's an accident on the Sawmill North, but at the thruway south, that is slow from just north of exit 13 right into Westchester County. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
Such a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
For the past decade, I've been dealing with very painful brown spots on my forehead. And I could never just take a wash rag across my forehead. I didn't dare because it would have been just horridly painful. And last week, in my haste, I scrubbed the whole thing and there was no pain there. And so I quickly went to the mirror and I realized the painful brown spots that I've been dealing with for the past decade, they're gone. I could barely speak. I could barely do anything. I was frozen in this elated state of mind because I've been battling this for a decade. And it wasn't until the following day I looked at my hands and I looked at my arm, and there's very few brown spots on my hands and arms. You know, as a retired RN, you know, I know the importance of nutrition. I always have. I mean, if you just feed people good food like this, it's actually healing you from the cellular level out. I'm living proof of that because there's only one thing that changed in my life, and that was taking Balance of Nature. And I will forever be grateful. I'll never stop taking it. I'll never be without my Balance of Nature, ever.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 25% off of your first order. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. If I told you, can we talk? Let me do business.
We'll go through the garlic hour. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I love you guys. I miss you guys. Right. I'm not with you, knuckleheads. Believe me, forgive me. I don't mean to chuckle and not tell you what we chuckled about. I don't even know if we should go there, Al. No, maybe not.
Never
go there. Okay, let me do business, and then we will address it.
Oh,
I swear,
no, we won't.
I almost spit my coffee all over everything. 7:55 with Joe on, with the knuckleheads in the studio. 5 minutes, Al. Come on. We got the man. 5 minutes.
8 o'clock.
Yay! You got till 8 o'clock. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. That's a Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. They will take the same approach that they do to selling cars, that same smart approach. They want you to experience a smart way to service. Comes from Alex Kinsella. I keep telling you about Alex. When I say 0% APR financing, I hope you hear me because it's like 0% APR financing. Really, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. All European models are excluded on this deal. But the first 5 callers, next 5 minutes, you have till 8 o'clock. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. And the number is 855-621-9949. Carmelo, Chester, Johnny, and Chris are there. And you know what? Iggy, my man Iggy, is there. Please call 855-621-9949 because you're going to get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Here it is. Hey, 757, Joe Lumberg's out there, our marathon man meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you feeling today?
Good. We're up and random. It's been crazy, crazy busy, but all good, Joey. All good. And what do we got? Snow coming in when now? Should I worry?
Well, I think the daylight hours are mostly just going to be cloudy. A few snowflakes, maybe a few raindrops, during the midday and afternoon hours, but nothing big. And then tonight, the precipitation gets down to business, probably between 8 and 11 o'clock tonight. Mm. And there could be a mix of anything, snow, sleet, and freezing rain or rain. But most of it in the city is going to end up just being rain overnight with little or no accumulation. But northwest suburbs could be slippery for a time overnight.
And so tomorrow morning, not so bad, commute not so bad tomorrow morning, you're saying?
I don't think so. I think tomorrow morning, in and around the city, it's probably going to be in the mid-30s with rain.
Okay.
Northern and western suburbs probably closer to freezing with some freezing rain mixed in for a time, but everybody should just go to plain rain tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s to near 40.
Yeah. Do you feel stronger when you don't work out, Joe? Do you have a burst? If you take a day or so off, you have more strength the next day, right?
Yeah, I do.
You
yeah,
get that
I,
rest.
I,
yeah.
I can, it gives me a chance to recover.
Yeah, I could tell because I didn't work out for a couple of days. I was thinking about you. All of a sudden, I said, wow, my shoulder doesn't hurt. I said, wow, I have all this energy.
It feels good.
And I said, you dope. It's because you took a rest for a day, man, you know? So, but
rest
you,
days are needed.
All right. That's from Joe Lumberg. That's the marathon man talking. Joey, we love you, man, and thank you so much, my friend. Thank you. 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Commissioner Bill Bratton, Carter Page with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer.